This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Gaga, Ariana Grande. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM with Nick and Reader on a Thursday morning.
Can we call them Lady Gagrande?
Lady Gagrande? I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That's Lady Gagrande's reign on Fox FM. More hits and more favorites. It is Thursday morning. I just want to get right into it, Reader. Talkie, of course, we did your picks yesterday.
Yeah.
And you went 3 for 5.
Nice.
Yeah, shout-outs to you. Of course, shout-outs to the Flyers, the Lightning, the Leafs, the Canucks, and the Blues. We got 10 games tonight, Reader. I figure let's just do a handful of them here. We don't need to do all 10. I want to do the Canadian ones and maybe some notable ones.
Okay.
Okay, so tonight we've got the Canucks taking on the Oilers in a rematch of yesterday.
I think the Oilers will get a little revenge tonight.
Okay. We've got the Flames taking on the Winnipeg Jets in their first matchup of the season.
Boy. I think I'm going to go with Calgary.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that as well, too. I don't know. I'm not supposed to cheer for Winnipeg because I cheer for Nashville. So I'm going to go with Calgary begrudgingly on this one. Speaking of Nashville, Blue Jackets taking on the Predators tonight.
Boy. Sorry, bud. I'm going with Columbus.
That's fine. Islanders taking on the Rangers. Battle of New York.
I'm not a fan of either one of them, but if I have to pick one, I'll go with the Islanders.
Okay, and we got the Ducks and the Golden Knights taking on each other for the first
Vegas.
Time tonight.
Vegas is going to win that.
All right, guys, lock those in. We're going to find out if Reader is going to keep the streak alive. You got a C yesterday, so.
Well, that's good. That's about what I was shooting for.
What do you guys think of the NHL season so far? Are you stoked? Is your team playing tonight? Who do you think's going to win? You can text us, 306-783-3699.
Nick and Reader want to expand their media empire beyond the show and podcast. We laugh too. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
That's music from Karis. Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. A little bit after 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning with Nick and Reader. And Reader, I want to talk about something. It's been a couple weeks since Christmas. I want to talk about one of my Christmas presents because I feel like I've had it long enough to talk about it.
Okay.
I want to say shout outs to my mom and dad. They got me an awesome Christmas present this year. They got me one of those depression lamps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're so great. Our coworker on our sister station, GX, Danny, he has one because we are awake early in the morning, and during the winter months, there isn't any sunshine until like 9 a.m., let's be real.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got me one of those lamps. It's just a big, it mimics sunlight and it doesn't shoot UV rays at you. I mean, it doesn't give you vitamin D or anything either, but it just tricks your brain into thinking, yeah, it's daylight and it's bright outside.
Okay.
And it's been, I would say, a good month now almost. And I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you ever thought to yourself, do I have this seasonal affective disorder that everybody talks about during this time?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I know I always find it harder rolling out of bed this time of the year because it's still dark out.
Yeah, it's tough for us because
it feels like you should still be in bed.
Yeah, we're up at 4 a.m. and it's like pitch black outside too. In the summer, it's fine because the sun's usually up by 5. But yeah, I don't think that I suffer from it because I don't want to be the person that, you know, makes up afflictions for themselves. But I will say, as somebody who gets up every day in the early morning, it is a wonderful thing to have, I gotta say. And yeah, if anybody's ever interested in one, I think, yeah, they must work because it's been a few weeks and I feel like my mood has been elevated.
Nice.
I will say, however, it takes some getting used to shining a bright light in your face every morning because that's all it is. It's just a really bright light that's just shining in your face. And yeah, I mean, it works as far as I know. And if you're out there listening, maybe give it a try. If you're feeling a little bit down during these winter months, it is dark outside, so they definitely work. I think they're called Happy Lights, I think is the manufacturer or something. I call it a depression lamp because it's like a gag with my mom and dad. Yeah. But yeah, it's I'm safe to say that my SA AD is taken under control by my happy lamp.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, Kane Brown, Sway Lee, and Khalid. It's Be Like That, and that's what the weather is going to be today. It's going to be like that for most of today.
I like that you were very excited about Khalid.
Khalid. I mean, you look at it. I mean,
yeah.
But okay, weather. I wanted to talk about something real quick because the weather right now, we're dealing with some adverse weather conditions. But I bet you all of the snowmobilers are getting kind of stoked because looks like we're getting some snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And that's perfect because Snowarama's coming up.
Well, that's right. It's less than a month. Well, just over a month.
Yeah,
away.
It's the 15th. So starting tomorrow, it'll be a month from tomorrow.
Yeah. It gets underway.
From the 15th until the 27th, you'll be able to ride the trails and raise money for Camp Easter Seals. It's a little different this year. We're not going to be doing the whole big group event. Everybody's going to be doing it socially distant. And also the awards ceremony is going to be virtual this year. If you want more information, of course, you can always head to snowarama.ca. Snowarama is starting in a month, starting tomorrow. From the 15th until the 27th of February, you can raise some money for Camp Easter Seal and hit those trails.
Nick and Rita are so excited, and they just can't hide it. That's why they're never invited to any surprise parties. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Oh. Sam Felton, Ronnie, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader on a Thursday morning. The weather out there is still precarious. All morning we've been talking about this. Guys, if you can stay home, probably a good idea to stay home today.
Yeah, I know Christmas is over, but to borrow a line from the song, the weather outside is frightful and the fire is so delightful.
It is so frightful out there. I mean, we only hear the wind howling on the roof of our building here, so that's enough to scare anybody. I got a more pleasant sound that I wanted to play here, Reader, so I just want to play a quick clip for you. Harlem Shake. Yeah. I just had this thought. This was a weird thing. It flashed in my head, and I thought about the Harlem Shake for a second, and I thought to myself, boy, yeah, that wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
8 years.
Wow.
8 years ago, the Harlem Shake was a thing. February 2013 was when the Harlem Shake was popular. Did you ever get to be in a Harlem Shake video?
I was never actually part of a Harlem Shake video. No.
Ah, okay. I was in the U of S one in 2013. And I was just thinking about these internet things. It's been a while since we've had one of those, like a mannequin challenger. Do you remember planking?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That I took part in.
Oh, you were actually planking?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What was the most recent one that I can think of? I'm just thinking like Bird Box Challenge. Was that one?
Maybe.
Is a
lot of these things probably more, I'm thinking the latest thing was probably after that one dude was going out on his longboard drinking Ocean Spray Cranberry with Fleetwood Mac playing, and then everybody, including members of Fleetwood Mac, were doing their own variations on it.
Oh, okay. I guess TikTok would be the...
I was going to say, it seems to be more of a TikTok thing than where those kind of things end up
happening. Are we just out of touch adults that don't have TikTok?
I guess so.
Back in my day, we did Harlem Shakes in that's how we liked it.
Yes, indeed.
Maybe we got to get some TikTok. I actually have a TikTok I want to post on the Facebook page of a dog barking funny. I might have to do that today, too. But we're asking you guys out there, as you're safe and warm, were you having a Harlem Shake video? Do you remember the Harlem Shake? I'm going to go down a YouTube rabbit hole here in the next couple hours just watching as many Harlem Shakes.
I showed
you.
The one I always think of is when LeBron was back with the Miami Heat and they did one in the locker room.
And
that's the one I think of all the time.
That one is pretty dope too. Let us know. Call or text 306-783-3699.
And I'll be back.
Nick thinks readers should read the news like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Reader would, but he likes his job.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader was just describing to me what it was like when he stayed in Toronto a couple years back, and that song was playing as you were talking, and I got the chills, dude. I got
some big city vibe.
Good vibe check this morning on the show. Especially, thankfully, we have a good vibe check on the show because the weather outside is frightful. And our fire is not even running here. We're not allowed to start fires in the studio. There's expensive audio equipment in here. Yeah. Weather details. Here's your weather forecast. The Coles Notes version. Stay outside if you don't have to be outside. Stay outside.
Stay inside.
Stay inside, yeah.
If you don't have to be outside, stay inside.
It is. It's kind of gnarly out there wind-wise right now, too, and we're going to be seeing that for the rest of the day. We've got a lot of messages and stuff. Highway travel not recommended in lots of parts in our region.
Yeah, for looking at the Highway Hotline website, pretty much all around Yorkton, Melville, and a lot of our listening area, it's just white, like white denoting travel not recommended. And then you get even further south around the number one and stuff around Regina and that, where the roads are closed.
Yeah, and we got messages this morning from many listeners saying they were just trying to get to work and they were just on the highways. They saw cars in the ditches and they said they had to turn around. So, hey, if you don't have to go anywhere today, just stay home, take it easy, listen to Fox FM. We got a bunch of weirdos that'll make you laugh for the whole day. And there you go. It's, you know what? It's nice to finally get some winter. I'm going to knock on every wood surface here in the studio. But yeah, it's cool. Snow-O-Rama is coming up. We could use a little bit of snow.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.